Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
Tech basketball is battling their way through the ACC, which means it's time to talk all things Georgia Tech on the Damon Stoudemire Show.
Gets a clear out. He swings back and jams it down. Down the right side of the lane. Rising to the rafters at McCamish.
We'll hear from Georgia Tech basketball head coach Damon Stoudemire as we gear up for another week of Georgia Tech hoops. Now here's the voice of the Jackets, Andy Demetra.
And a very good Monday evening. Welcome in once again to another edition of the Damon Stoudemire Coaches Show. And fresh off an 80-76 road win over the Miami Hurricanes in Coral Gables, Georgia Tech heads into its bye this week, back in action on Saturday for the home finale Senior Day versus Florida State as they look to turn that win on Saturday over the Hurricanes into a winning streak over the Seminoles. Great to be with you tonight. My name is Andy Demetra. We are live once again from our great friends at Hattie B's Hot Chicken, 7-Eleven, 10th Street Northwest, here in West Midtown. Great chicken, great partners, and glad to be with you here for the next 60 minutes talking Georgia Tech basketball with the head coach of the Yellow Jackets, Damon Stoudemire. And with that, let's get right into it. Fresh off, like we said, that 80-76 win over Miami and dealing the Hurricanes a sixth consecutive defeat behind 15 three-pointers, which tied a season high for the Yellow Jackets. Damon Stoudemire, coach, good to be with you again. How are you?
Doing well, Andy. Thank you.
Boy, that flight always feels better when you bring that dub home with you, right?
No question.
It was now without its teary moments at the end there, but afterwards you told your guys in the locker room, enjoy this. This was a team win. What in your mind made it so?
We didn't play particularly well on Wednesday against Clemson, and, you know, I thought the guys were focused from jump. I thought that we did a lot of good things, and, you know, I thought more importantly they stayed together. We hit a rough patch, and, you know, we didn't score the last 7 minutes of the game, a field goal the last 7 minutes of the game, and to still be able to win on the road. And I say this, too, regardless of Miami's record, you know, and their veteran team that went to the Final Four last year, so it was really a good win for us on Saturday.
Yeah, Miami still has guys who can get a bucket. Yep. You made 15 threes in 34 attempts. You shot better than 50% from the field. But what changed the tenor of the game was the job you did defensively in the second half. Miami headed into halftime up by four. They had shot 56% from the field. Second half, just 29%, and 4 of 21 from 3. What were some of those second-half adjustments defensively to help turn that thing around?
You know, at halftime, you know, I went into the locker room, and it was – I'm looking at the stat sheet, and I was probably mad about things that most people with the naked eye that were watching wouldn't have been mad about. I felt like we took a couple bad shots, and I just felt like the game hadn't settled in because it was an NBA-type game, and it's just like we just got to lock down and settle down on the defensive end and take some things away, and we'd be fine. And I thought like one adjustment that we made defensively was Miles Kelly on George.
Yeah.
You know, as much as we could, you know, sometimes. And, you know, I'll say this about Miles. He's done a really good job here lately of taking on the challenge, you know, and he's been playing, you know, both ends of the floor for us. And I thought, you know, towards the end of the first half, I thought he slowed George down. And then in the second half, I thought he did a really good job of pushing him left and making him do different things. And, you know, he didn't score a basket in the second half. And, you know, he was big with those 16 points. And I thought we did a way better job of guarding three. We limited them to one shot, and that really helped us.
Miles Kelly, like you said, had the defensive assignment on Keyshawn George and contained him in the second half. And that seems to be a recurring theme in your ACC wins, and one that maybe to the naked eye and the box score fans wouldn't appreciate. Mm-hmm. The job Miles has done defensively on the opposing team's lead guard in your ACC wins, that's been a very key ingredient when you get in the left side of the column.
Yeah, no question. Miles has done a really good job. He's you know, all season long, he's done his best to play an overall game. And, you know, he's starting to shoot better. So as his percentages go up there, I think you can really, you know, think about how he's played, you know, on both sides of the ball. You know, he's had, you know, several double-doubles, which he hadn't had before. And then I think, you know, just the way he's been rebounding all year, he's close to 6 rebounds a game. And, you know, we've really emphasized that with him as well. So, you know, I'm happy for the way he's played here, especially as of late.
Yeah, let's not give short shrift to Miles' offense. Coral Gables, 25 points, 7 threes in 11 attempts. In the three-point era for Georgia Tech, which began in 1986, there have only been 2 Georgia Tech players with 3 games of 7 or more threes versus ACC opponents. Dennis Scott was the first. Miles Kelly is now the second. It's pretty good company. But did you remind Dennis Scott that you broke his NBA rookie three-point record? I know you said you were getting some dinner with him between last week's show and tonight.
Yeah, you know what?
Did you bring that to his attention?
Well, we didn't end up catching up, but I'll bring it to his attention.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure he knows, because any guy that's a really good shooter, you look and critique and see when guys are close to your record. So I'm pretty sure he knows that as well.
Well, now you can tell him that about Miles joining him as well. You have said throughout this year that your team functions best in offense when it's sharing the ball, that ball is getting good energy, and you're creating off the catch, not necessarily off the dribble in isolation. You had a 72% assist rate against Miami, 30 made field goals, 22 of them were assisted. What pleased you about the way you attacked Miami's defense?
You know, again, you know, taking it back to, you know, Wednesday's game against Clemson, you know, the first time we played them, you know, we did a great job of sharing the ball, but then all of a sudden I felt like we fell in love with the long ball. We didn't do a good job of mixing it up, and then we started playing, you know, a lot of one-on-one, which, you know, I think – you got to loosen defenses up before you get to that, because it's not particularly, to me, a strength of ours, you know, out the gate. But I thought we did a good job of inside out, whether it was a penetration or whether it was touching the paint with a post catch. You know, we did a good job of getting the ball there. And, you know, Miami does a lot of collapsing, and we talked about that as well, me and you, before the game, going into the game about, you know, how they give up a lot of threes. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, inside out is always the way to go, and I thought that did us great on the initial, giving us good open looks and quality looks with that. And, you know, we were able to knock those down, and that's what started everything.
Yeah, collapsing and kicking. Kyle Sturdivant finished with 7 assists. Nathan George had 6. So that's 13 combined assists by your point guards against just 4 total turnovers.
Yep.
One last question before we have to hit a timeout. Miami's playing North Carolina right now in Chapel Hill. Norchad Omier is indisputably an all-ACC player. The only question is, will he wind up on the first team or the second team? Because he came in averaging 17.5 points, nearly 10 rebounds a game.
Yep.
You held him to 7 points on Saturday. That was one shy of a season low. 6 rebounds, though, a lot of them didn't come until late. What did your front court do to make him ineffective?
You know, I thought Bai did a good job on him early of, you know, just not letting him feel his body. And, you know, he struggled with the length, I thought, and you know, and then I think the way we played and the way we switched on him and did different things, and, you know, Tafar did a good job as well, weak side. So I just, you know, I think that the way the game went, I think they just kind of went another direction too. And he set out a big stretch of that second half.
He set out basically during that run.
Which is shocking. Right, yeah. He set out that stretch, and so when he got back into the game, it wasn't going to be a post-up type of game and play through him. You know, by that time they were trying to, you know, do a lot of creating and figure some things out. But, you know, I thought we did a collect. That doesn't take away from the job that the guys did on him throughout the game.
Yeah, you're holding to 10 points below his season average. You're doing some things right. All the more reason to come out, support your Yellow Jackets, cheer them on. Believe it or not, the home finale this Saturday at McCamish. Ball's in the air at noon as the Jackets take on the Florida State Seminoles. Go to ramblinrec.com/tickets and make sure you fill the seats at McCamish. We're just getting started live from Hattie B's in West Midtown tonight. It's the Damon Stoudemire Coaches Show, and it continues after this on the Georgia Tech Sports Network.
Here comes the Ramblin' Wreck. My family and I love watching Georgia Tech football. Though it's hard to choose between the big screen at home and the excitement of being in the stands. Either way, SCANA Energy's part of the action as a proud partner of Georgia Tech. So join SCANA and my family in cheering on the Yellow Jackets this season. Sign up with SCANA today and get up to $100. Call 877-GO-SCANA or visit scanaenergy.com/jackets for details. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply.
Listen up, Yellow Jackets. Westmar is now leasing for fall 2024. We are excited to announce our partnership with Westmar Lofts. All-inclusive rates and fully furnished apartments located right in the heart of West Midtown. They offer Georgia Tech students a private shuttle service that takes you to campus every day and recently renovated floor plans and amenities. Westmar Lofts offers the lowest rates in the city. Stop by and tour today. Call 404-897-1003 for more information on their current specials for fall 2024.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. And with a Boost membership, you'll save even more with double fuel points and free delivery. So you can always save big every day with our savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Every day, this talented lineup brings it. Power, versatility, and the ability to outwork and outthink the competition. The dynamic Ford Escape SUV, fan favorite Ford Explorer, and the built wild Ford Bronco Sport. This lineup is destined to create classic moments. See your local Ford dealer today. Greatness starts here. Some models, trims, and features may not be available or may be subject to change.
You know Georgia Tech basketball is exciting to watch, but here's something you might not see. Many of the mechanical and HVAC systems on Tech's campus that make game day and every day comfortable were built by the hands of a United Association Local Union 72 plumber, pipe fitter, or HVAC technician. We do important work that makes a difference. If you're smart, like making great money, working with your hands, and you want a career that makes a difference, join us. Visit ua72.org.
Okay, now everybody in.
I volunteer for the third row. This sacrifice is my destiny. I can curl my legs up like a pretzel, so everybody's suitcases can fit. And, hey, it's actually super nice back here.
Finally, a three-row SUV where everybody wins. The first ever Lexus TX. See your Atlanta area Lexus dealer.
Every Georgia Tech game is on Atlanta's flagship station for the Yellow Jackets. This is The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. The latest on Yellow Jackets basketball. It's the Damon Stoudemire Show on the Georgia Tech Sports Network.
Back with you from Hattie B's Hot Chicken, 7-Eleven, 10th Street Northwest here in West Midtown. Another live edition of the Damon Stoudemire Coaches Show on the Georgia Tech Sports Network. Well, I knew, Damon, that you'd be here tonight. I did not know, however, that we would be blessed with the presence of your assistant coach, Pershing Williams, making a cameo appearance. Hey, Pershing, how are you? Yeah, making the rounds here. I noticed that nobody clapped for Pershing when he walked in. That's why he's walking back outside of the room so he can walk back in and get the applause that that he deserves. But I know Pershing's been working hard for you, the rest of your staff as well, getting your guys right here down the stretch.
Yeah, no, they've done a good job. And, you know, kudos to them. And, you know, as always, you know, I knew a couple of them, but for the most part, you know, they're still learning me and learning, you know, what I like, the day-to-day and different things. So, but it's been a joy. It's been a joy being around them. And, you know, I always say you don't want to hire people that you don't enjoy being around, because the job is a hard job and they're a long day. So you definitely feel good when you can be around guys that you enjoy being around.
And Persian from GA at Georgia Tech a few years back to now on the assistant staff for Damon Stoudemire. Let's get more into that 80-76 win over Miami. Tafarga Parry, another solid stat line, 7 points, 3 rebounds. He finished with a team-high plus 15, plus minus. And I know we've talked about the blind spots that plus minus has because it tracks the scoring differential when a player is on the floor. You could have four guys doing the heavy lifting. You could be doing nothing, and you still get the A on the group project. Mm-hmm. But it seemed like Tafarga was imparting his influence on that game Saturday. In what ways did you see Tafarga continue to be productive and effective?
Well, I thought that he did a good job of just the little things. I think that when he just gets lost in, like I said, doing the little things, and, you know, he's a really good player. And I think that, you know, sometimes, and I forget as well, you know, and I'm I really try to push him because he has a lot of talent. You know, we forget sometimes that, you know, he hasn't, you know, last year he didn't have a summer when he went to UMass, so he just got thrown in there and he didn't get eligible until December, and then he didn't have a summer with us neither. So from being injured.
Yeah. And he's a reclass as well.
Yeah. Yeah, so you know there's a lot of potential that he has there, and you know he did some really good things. He threw a great pass, threw a great bounce pass. You know he's starting to feel his way on offense in terms of, you know, being a cutter. You know, he had a couple dunks, had a block shot. You know, I thought he did a really good job. You know, barring him not picking up a fourth foul, I thought he could have impacted the game even more.
Yeah, he started that second half by faking the handoff and diving straight down the lane for the two-hand dunk. And you referenced that slick bounce pass he had to Kwesi Reeves. I did not know Tafarga had that in him. That was like skipping a rock across the pond through about three Miami defenders in perfect stride to Kwesi, and he finished with the dunk.
Yeah, no, that was
Damon Stoudemire Raptors Blazers era.
Oh man,
passing in transition.
Yeah, no, that was a great pass. Yeah. You know, him seeing Wasey on the run, but no, that was a great pass. And he's played well. And I said it last week. You know, he played well even in defeat. You know, a couple games back against Wake Forest and Clemson, I thought he did some good things well. You know, it's just. He just needs to keep coming, and you know my thing with him is I'm a little different, you know, and I don't want people to say he's talented. I want people to say he's productive. Like, we got to get past the talented part. You know, we know he's talented, but you want him to be productive.
You can be talented, but not necessarily productive.
Yeah,
got to marry the both. He also did some nice work defensively on Matthew Cleveland, and the Hurricanes didn't have Nigel Pack on Saturday, so you'd sense that would divert more of the scoring load to Cleveland, who played his first 2 years in Florida State. Mm-hmm. 10 points, but he needed 14 field goal attempts to do it, and Tafarga was largely mashing the man-to-man on Matthew Cleveland. What do you think of the job Tafarga did one-on-one versus Matthew Cleveland?
I thought he did a great job. You know, Tafarga's long, and, you know, he's athletic, and I think that even – he can even be better defensively once he realizes that he can stretch out a little bit. You know, sometimes I get on him again because a lot of times he's standing straight up and down, but he's agile, so he could be stretching out, sitting down on guys, you know, getting his hand in shot pockets. But he's long, and again, he can affect shots. And I thought he did a good job on Cleveland, just not making him comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Cleveland never could kind of get into a flow offensively. Kwesi Reeves, 15 points, 8 rebounds. Good to see Kwesi go 6 of 11 from the field. His previous three games, he was 5 of 20. So he'd been scuffling a bit coming into Coral Gables. What did he do well in his role on Saturday?
Well, I thought he took the shots that were there. And I thought he just played relaxed. You know, he seemed to be a lot more relaxed on the floor. He did a great job on both ends of the floor. And then he made shots, but he got back to rebounding as well, you know. So, you know, I was happy to see him get back to being him.
I know we have to address that final stretch. As you had noted earlier, no field goals in the last 7:03. Thank goodness for Kyle Sturtevant sticking some clutch free throws there late to stretch that lead back to two possessions. What kind of clogged the offense up down the stretch, and what can your team learn from that moving forward?
You know, it's funny. I don't, in watching the game again, I don't know if our offense was bad.
There were some shots there. It just defied gravity how those balls just jumped out.
You know what I like to say, and I've been saying, I just think that when you're trying to do something and trying to do something with guys that you haven't done, that type of stuff happens. And I just felt like, you know, we've pretty much haven't had an easy win. You know what I mean? And, you know, what regardless of how you look at it, we've beaten some good teams, and some of the teams that weren't as good as the good teams we beat, we still, you know, had our moments of struggle. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think as we have, you know, gotten to almost the end of the road here, in terms of regular season games, we just got to learn to keep playing. You know, I just don't think that when you're trying to build something, you just can't take anything for granted. And so what does that mean? That means when you get up 10, 11 points, okay, we can't take this possession off. Let's try to keep our foot on their necks. You know, let's keep going. You know, let's keep going. And, you know, I think I was actually happy with us the way I thought we did a good job, except on one possession. I thought we did a good job of attacking when they pressed with numbers and then bringing it back out when we didn't have numbers. And to your point, you know, a couple shots rimmed in and out. But, you know, credit to the guys, you know, number one, we had a lead big enough to where we didn't have to go without a field goal for that long. But then number two, I just felt like there was never any panic on their part on the floor.
There were some turnovers against the full court press. What'd you diagnose in that?
We just got to play looser and don't be scared. Like, you know, just bring the ball. Somebody traps you, just be in the right spot. Sometimes we kind of mentally, you know, get lost for a second where we need a reset, you know, but we got to be better with that, especially with Florida State coming up.
Yeah, just kind of keep things simple when teams are throwing full court pressure on you.
Yes.
Very nice. Well, you're facing the Florida State team that is playing North Carolina State tomorrow, but very long range. They like to get up the line, so you try to take some of those lessons with you to Saturday at McCamish, which again is the home finale for your Yellow Jackets versus Florida State. Tip time at noon, and you can listen to it on the Georgia Tech Sports Network. I don't know if his three-point shooting touch rubbed off on your guys, but you got a visit paid by an NBA Hall of Famer on the eve of that game on Saturday, and we'll break that down a little more here as we continue the conversation with Damon Stoudamire next. It's the Damon Stoudamire Coaches Show on the Georgia Tech Sports Network.
You know Georgia Tech basketball is exciting to watch, but here's something you might not see. Many of the mechanical and HVAC systems on Tech's campus that make game day and every day comfortable were built by the hands of a United Association Local Union 72 plumber, pipe fitter, or HVAC technician. We do important work that makes a difference. If you're smart, like making great money, working with your hands, and you want a career that makes a difference, join us. Visit ua72.org.
One of the toughest jobs in law enforcement is telling a family that a loved one has been killed by a drunk driver. That's why Georgia law enforcement works every day to keep drunk drivers off the road. Every DUI arrest could be one less family to lose someone to drunk driving. You can help. Hand the keys to a designated driver or call a ride service. It saves lives and prevents a costly DUI arrest. Drive sober or get pulled over. Brought to you by the Governor's Office of Highway Safety.
Every day, this talented lineup brings it. Power, versatility, and the ability to outwork and outthink the competition. The dynamic Ford Escape SUV, fan favorite Ford Explorer, and the built wild Ford Bronco Sport. This lineup is destined to create classic moments. See your local Ford dealer today. Greatness starts here. Some models, trims, and features may not be available or may be subject to change.
This is our home, and at Georgia Power, we believe every Georgian deserves a clean energy future. A future that includes around-the-clock nuclear energy, producing zero emissions. And thanks to the dedication of thousands of team members, we've recently completed the newest nuclear unit at Plant Vogtle. A unit that will serve our customers with reliable energy for generations to come. Learn more at georgiapower.com/Vogtle. That's georgiapower.com/VOGTLE.
Recycle. Compost. Eat local. Eat vegan. Don't use straws. Don't use plastic bags. Don't use hairspray. Drive a hybrid. Drive an electric. With so many ways to help the environment, it could be overwhelming. But the easiest way to make a difference can be as simple as paying your gas bill. With the Greener Life program from Georgia Natural Gas, your natural gas usage is carbon neutral. Join Greener Life to offset the carbon emissions from heating your home and help keep Georgia a little greener. Sign up today at gng.com/green.
With the Kroger app, shopping online with pickup and delivery is the same as shopping in-store. Same low prices, same personalized deals, same rewards on the same high-quality items like Honeycrisp apples and pasta sauce. With no hidden fees or markups, it's one small click for groceries, one big win for busy families everywhere. Start your cart today at Kroger.com. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Stream every Georgia Tech game totally free on the all-new Fan app. Download it now for Apple or Android and listen to the Jackets anywhere. This is the Coach Damon Stoudemire Show on the Georgia Tech Sports Network.
If you have not already gotten your tickets to the home finale in McCamus Saturday, ramblinrec.com/tickets. Go and do that promptly. We welcome you to McCamus on Saturday for Georgia Tech and the Florida State Seminoles Senior Day for your Yellow Jackets. We welcome you back to Hattie B's here in West Midtown for another live edition of the Damon Stoudemire Coaches Show. He's Damon Stoudemire. I'm Andy Demetra. What's on the menu for you tonight here at Hattie B's? What you got there, Damon?
I'm not eating. I can't
move that. Move that microphone up. You got it set at eating level.
I'm not eating. Don't call me out like that. Most people think I eat healthy.
You're still svelte. You're still fit and trim. I see you out there on the practice court. Yeah, you're burning those calories.
I had those chicken tenders then. Man.
Oh, they're good. They really know what they're doing here at Hattie B's, no question. 7-Eleven, 10th Street Northwest here in West Midtown. The night before the Miami game, you guys got some shots up at the Watsco Center, and you also got a visit from Ray Allen, who retired as the most prolific three-point shooter in NBA history, inducted into the Naismith Hall of Fame. I know you guys go way back. Your Rolodex runs pretty deep in the NBA. You don't have to share specifically the message that Ray shared with your guys, but what do you hope that your players got from being around Ray and hearing him talk about his journey through basketball and what it took for him to achieve that level of greatness?
You know, just the consistency of it. You know, it's funny because, you know, a lot of the message that he was – you know, talking to our team about is a lot of stuff that I say to him as well. You know, the difference is, and I said this, I think, after the game, I didn't say this about him, but, you know, I have three children, and then you get another 13 as a basketball team. So I got 16 children that don't listen. And so the next person, it's always someone that comes and says the same thing, and then they be like, mm-hmm. yep, and now they listen. So I just got reinforced. So hopefully now they got Ray's message. But it was consistency and, you know, just stay in the moment and, you know, maximize, you know, every single opportunity that you get.
He joined the league a year after you did, so you guys had quite a few matchups back in the day, whether he was with the Bucks or the Sonics. You got a favorite recollection of a play-in versus Ray Allen? I know Georgia Tech's men's basketball Twitter account. Do we still call it Twitter? I'll still say it. They posted that picture of you inbounding against Ray Allen. So they found some long-ago picture of you guys dueling.
Yeah, no, we played – I mean, when I was in Toronto, he was in Milwaukee. For 2 years, we played against each other probably about 12, 13 times. We were in the same division. And then, you know, I get traded to Portland, then he gets traded to Portland a couple years later. So we end up playing in the same division again. So I probably played against Ray Allen 30 times. And, you know, the one thing, when Ray was a rookie, I remember him going baseline against us and reversing. That sticks out. Ray was such a good player. And I used to have – it's crazy, like, you know, they don't talk about – there's a lot of cross-matching in the NBA. Now, we used to do that a little bit back when I played. And so when Ray was, for instance, in Milwaukee, I guarded him a lot because I was a really good chaser. So I used to chase, and therefore I didn't have to guard Sam Cassell, who posted up a lot. So Scotty or Steve Smith would guard Sam Cassell. And so I would chase Ray, you know, and, you know, Ray was always a really good player. And, you know, again, one of the most prolific shooters to ever play the game.
Man, he had to be exhausted. I mean, Ray Allen was constantly in motion.
Yes, he was. He was always moving. You know, and he was smart too. You know what I mean? And the thing about it is, in Milwaukee, I would call him more of a spot-up shooter. But by the time he got to Seattle, he was a spot-up shooter. He could play a little more off the bounce, and he used ball screens more. So he got better as he got older as well.
And Ray Allen also was coached at UConn by your associate head coach, Carl Hobbs.
Yes, he was.
Up there in Storrs. A lot of people forget Ray Allen was traded on draft night for Stephon Marbury.
Well-known
fact. Your ability to bounce back after some tough losses, we saw that demonstrated again last week coming off that Clemson game and then going to Coral Gables and getting that win. You flip the page back a little further, a tough loss at Blacksburg to Virginia Tech. The following game, you go and upset North Carolina. To what do you attribute that? And, you know, you have to be proud of your guys' ability to bounce back, but I imagine that also comes with a bit of frustration because you maybe would rather not have that trait in the first place where you're having to pick yourself up off the canvas like that.
Yeah, for sure. But, you know, it happens. And I think that, you know, for me, what I've kind of – I'm not resigned to the fact of, but I understand that winning is hard. I think that winning is hard and it's taken for granted. And, you know, I look at my first 3 years in the NBA, all I did was lose. And so when you lose, like sometimes it's crazy. People don't really understand this. I don't think nobody on our team is doing anything on purpose. But to win a game, you got to grab a ball with two hands, not one. You got to dive for the loose ball. The other team, they might can bend over and get it. But if we don't dive, like if we try to bend over, it's going to spit out our hands and go out. I'm telling you, I've seen the craziest stuff happen when you're trying to get over the hump or something. I promise you that. And, you know, I go from, and I never forget it. So, what is it? Valentine's Day, 1998, February 14th, 1998. I get traded to Portland. I go from a team that had won at that time maybe 10 games to a team that was fifth place in the Western Conference, and we played against the Los Angeles Lakers on NBC on Sunday. I got traded on Friday. I had to learn the playbook on Saturday and played on national TV. When you start to win games, like, you understand that. And so I understand, like, the little things that happen. That's why I always talk about the little things. You never hear me talk about the big things because it's all the little things. Like, everybody got to lock in because mentally, if you do one thing wrong when you're trying to create great habits, then it's not going to happen for you.
Yeah, and once you learn, it is those details that make the difference between a win and a loss.
Yep.
Your antenna go up, and the following situation like that, you're a little more keen on delivering on those details.
Yep.
One thing you did praise your guys in the locker room afterwards, though, every 50-50 ball against Miami, it seems you guys won. So to that point, you guys were making those multiple effort plays and getting some of those loose balls that could have made the difference between a win and a loss.
Yeah, I thought we made all the right plays. I tell you one really big play that nobody talks about. Kwesi threw a turnover. The ball kind of got tipped, but he went after the ball. Or maybe he didn't throw it, but somebody threw a turnover. He went after the ball, and it could have multiplied, but he knocked the ball out of bounds. So it gave us a chance to set our defense. Like, people don't understand, like, little things like that, that matters. Because once you get a steal, and then you get a score, and then you're at home, it just starts to build and build and build. And you only got so many timeouts. So you start thinking in your head, okay, well, we got these amount of timeouts, and if we use one of them, taking it out so we don't get a five-second call, then we get, you know what I mean? I thought that was a big play, but I thought we won all of 50-50 balls.
Yeah.
I thought we did a great job of it all game.
And it certainly did, and you were able to stave off Miami there in the closing minute because of some free-throw shooting by Kyle Sturtevant. I could not believe when I looked at the box score afterwards that Kyle was 2 of 11 from the floor. It did not feel like a game where Kyle was 2 of 11. Mm-hmm. And he had 10 points. He dished out 7 assists. What were your thoughts on Kyle's day versus Miami?
You know, I thought that Kyle actually did a good job. You know, what he does a good job of is gives us another ball handler on the floor. And, you know, sometimes as the season went on, I kind of kicked myself because I wish I would have played him and Nate together earlier. You know, I think that could have helped us a couple of times, but it is what it is. But he's done a great job. And I think the biggest thing is that Kyle is not scared of the moment. So, you know, I don't know what he's shooting when the game's on the line for us this year, but in all our wins, I know he's made free throws. Yeah. You know, so he does a great job with that. And, you know, I think he gives the guys a, you know, assurance and a balance, you know, when he's out there on the floor.
Yeah, he had to take a lot of comfort in knowing you were sending an 87% free throw shooter to the line when you were trying to preserve that two-point lead. Kyle being a guy who opted in for his additional COVID year and bringing that steady presence to you in his fifth year at the point, what has Kyle meant, just in an overall sense, to you in year one of your program here at Georgia Tech?
He's been steady. You know, I think that, you know, Kyle's, number one, he's a great kid. He's really likable, you know, and I think everybody pulls for him, you know, and I think that having him around has been tremendous for me. I've known Kyle a long time. I mean, a long time. I've held him as a baby.
Well, you know, you're his godfather.
Yeah, so I mean, I've known him forever. So to see him, you know, I've watched him, you know, I've watched him grow and watched him when he signed with USC, watched him when he transferred to Georgia Tech. So, I mean, I've seen him forever and ever. And, you know, just happy for him and, you know, look forward to, you know, seeing him as he continues to play. But, you know, it's been really good being around him a whole year. You know, I haven't been around him like this, you know, being around him every day. And, you know, he's a joy, and I know the guys, you know, really like being around him as well.
And you're his godfather because you had a relationship with his late father, Larry. When did you and Larry, his dad, first get to know each other and develop that relationship?
What'd you call him, Andy? Gary?
Gary. I was close. I was off by one letter.
So, I've known. Yeah, Gary is, you know, Gary was a really good friend of mine. And, I mean, about as good a guy as you get, and, you know, a lot like Kyle.
When did you and Gary first know each other?
About 20.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When you were in Arizona?
20s, right when I left. I met him at Mike Tyson fight.
No, you didn't. Okay, hold on. We'll hold off on the break for a moment here, Miller. Let's open this vein a little bit here.
Give us the story. It's really, you know, random, but, you know, we met at Mike Tyson. So when Mike Tyson first got out of jail, he fought Peter McNeely in Vegas. Mm-hmm. And so I got drafted that summer, and we met at that fight.
Okay. And you just happened to be sitting in the same section next to each other?
We didn't meet at the fight. We met, you know, just hanging out.
Okay.
But I'm just saying I didn't, you know, and, you know, we just, you know, he's a cool guy. And we just, you know, we just kind of hit it off. And we just kind of just was hanging from there. And, you know, I mean, that's literally how it happened.
Were you guys ever living in the same city at the same time?
Yeah. Well, most people don't know. I had a place in Atlanta.
Okay.
So I had a place in Atlanta from probably around 97 to 02.
Yeah, because Kyle's from Norcross. 02. His family's from Norcross.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so, you know, his origins is from Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay.
That's where they're originally from and moved here. But knowing Gary and everything, so it's, you know, no Madeline and no everybody, you know, so I've known his family for forever and ever. So he actually, even during COVID, he came out to, Stockton during COVID, he came out there. Him and, you know, my sons was out there, so he came out there. So he was in Stockton with me a couple of weeks. He actually came to Stockton. Now that I think about it, he came to Stockton, I think, the summer before that as well. So he would come
just to work out,
hang out. Yeah, my sons are there. You know, they've been together forever. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then the other one that I know well. You know, that played for Danny was Marquise Grissom Jr. So all those guys, I knew those guys because I knew Marquise. I knew Marquise. So we all, I mean, I've known them. I knew D when he was a baby.
Man.
So I've seen these guys all grow up.
Was that the first time you had ever been asked to serve as somebody's godfather?
No. Well, I got goddaughters too.
Okay.
So it wasn't the first time.
Okay.
So, and the funny thing about it is, the guy that I was with in Vegas when I met Gary, it was my best friend, and his daughters, they live out here in Atlanta as well. And, that's how, we were all really good friends,
So it's just amazing.
Yeah, small world. Yeah.
And then all these years later, when you arrive as a new head coach, you always have to re-recruit your existing roster. I'm guessing you didn't have to spend a lot of time convincing Kyle Sturtevant to use his additional year. And Kyle, he hasn't started a single game this year, but it has been a career year for Kyle. For a guy who had 49 career starts entering this season, to be putting the kind of numbers up that he has is just a terrific message to guys that you don't necessarily need to hear your name called out in the starting five to still have your most productive season and giving you so much of that durability and veteran leadership. And as we witnessed on Saturday, some clutch free throw shooting as well. That is really cool. I remember when Kyle, I interviewed him a few years back, and he said that during the pandemic, and I didn't know that he actually went out and came and saw you and your family out in Stockton, but he told me that one of his hobbies during the pandemic was watching and studying some of your mixtapes and highlights on YouTube to better himself as a point guard. So it's crazy that all comes full circle with Kyle.
Kyle's been around a long time now.
Yeah, he sure has. And we also say all of that to remind you that Kyle will be honored on Saturday before Georgia Tech's matchup versus Florida State because it is Senior Day at McCamish Pavilion. All the more reason to get your tickets. Come out, support your Yellow Jackets. We'll give you the address again, ramblinrec.com/tickets, the home finale for Georgia Tech. And they will look to, of course, build off that 80-76 win over Miami as well. We'll take another timeout. More to come here. It's the Damon Stoudemire Coaches Show on the Georgia Tech Sports Network.
With the Kroger app, shopping online with pickup and delivery is the same as shopping in-store. Same low prices, same personalized deals, same rewards on the same high-quality items like Honeycrisp apples and pasta sauce with no hidden fees or markups. It's one small click for groceries, one big win for busy families everywhere. Start your cart today at Kroger.com. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Come stay at the Kimpton Shane Hotel, located in the heart of Atlanta's Midtown neighborhood, highlighting everything that makes the city iconic. Food, music, art, and history. Between relaxing in the plush guest rooms and experiencing the luxury amenities, eating delicious cuisine rooted in Southern soul at Hartley Kitchen, or sipping one of the signature botanical drinks at the Aveline Cocktail Bar, you'll never want to leave the Shane. Go to ShaneHotelAtlanta.com and book your stay today.
One of the toughest jobs in law enforcement is telling a family that a loved one has been killed by a drunk driver. That's why Georgia law enforcement works every day to keep drunk drivers off the road. Every DUI arrest could be one less family to lose someone to drunk driving. You can help. Hand the keys to a designated driver or call a ride service. It saves lives and prevents a costly DUI arrest. Drive sober or get pulled over. Brought to you by the Governor's Office of Highway Safety.
Looking for the perfect game day or really any day food? Honcho Chicken is your answer. You've never tasted anything as crave-worthy as Honcho's award-winning healthier chicken tenders, sandwiches, and their tacos are off the chain. It's Honcho's unique Japanese-American spin that makes their chicken the crispiest, juiciest, and most flavor-packed chicken you've ever tasted. Honcho also has a large selection of incredible vegan and vegetarian options. With locations throughout the metro area, it's easy to satisfy your healthy craving for the best chicken in Atlanta. Check them out at honchochicken.com.
You know Georgia Tech basketball is exciting to watch. But here's something you might not see. Many of the mechanical and HVAC systems on Tech's campus that make game day and every day comfortable were built by the hands of a United Association Local Union 72 plumber, pipe fitter, or HVAC technician. We do important work that makes a difference. If you're smart, like making great money, working with your hands, and you want a career that makes a difference, join us. Visit UA72.org.
Okay, now everybody in.
I volunteer for the third row. This sacrifice is my destiny. I can curl my legs up like a pretzel so everybody's suitcases can fit. And, hey, it's actually super nice back here.
Finally, a three-row SUV where everybody wins. The first ever Lexus TX. See your Atlanta area Lexus dealer.
Every Georgia Tech game is on Atlanta's flagship station for the Yellow Jackets. This is The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. The latest on Yellow Jackets basketball. It's the Damon Stoudemire Show on the Georgia Tech Sports Network.
Back with you from Hattie B's in West Midtown, 711 10th Street Northwest. Big thanks to them for their hospitality, not only tonight, but last Monday as well. A couple of more Monday nights with you for the Damon Stoudemire Coaches Show as the schedule continues for your Yellow Jackets this week. They have their bye, so no midweek game. Back in action on Saturday, noon tip-off against Florida State at McCamus Pavilion. You were talking about that Mike Tyson-Peter McNeely fight. You want to guess to the second how long that fight lasted?
75 seconds.
75 is your guess?
Yeah.
It wasn't quite that short. It was 89 seconds.
89.
Pull that microphone up closer to that mouth there, Damon. There you go. 89 seconds. I hope the ticket was worth it.
Nah, I got a free flight and room and all that, and I got some markers. I got that stuff for free, but I didn't get that ticket.
Okay,
free.
Well, something. Yeah, that was. I don't want to know the math about how much you paid per second to witness that fight. I didn't mean to make you feel bad there. As we continue the conversation, you faced Jim Larrañaga on Saturday, and we see him coaching Miami right now. They're at the half versus North Carolina. Bonzi Wells, another one of your assistants, he set a Ball State arena record that stands to this day at 12 assists in a game for Ball State back in 1997 versus Bowling Green when Jim Larrañaga coached them. In the pregame handshake line, did Larrañaga remember Bonzi? Oh, man, you're that guy who just carved us up.
Did you say 12 assists or steals?
12 assists.
12 assists.
It could have been 12 steals. He was a theft.
He remembered. Bonzi said that he actually said something to him, but it was, you know, most people don't know this. I think he's in the top five all-time of steals in the NCAA. He called.
Yeah.
So he said that, you know, Larrañaga remembered him from stealing the ball. That was what Bonzi did. You know, I know he led the country a couple years. He was averaging about four games. Yeah.
He could certainly get after it. This makes three straight games now where you've out-rebounded your opponent. I know that has to please you. Has it been more of a mindset than anything technical or tactical to account for winning the rebounding battle these last three games? Because I know coming off that Notre Dame game, that was something you were certainly looking to correct.
Yeah, no, I think we've had five guys rebounding on the floor at all times, and I think that's big. That's how you have good rebounding teams. It's not one or two guys. What we would have a tendency to do is we would watch our bigs try and rebound, but we need everybody to rebound. So when we get five guys rebounding, you know, it takes a lot of pressure off one guy. And, you know, that's when we're at our best, you know. And usually when five guys rebound, that means you're limited to one shot and you can get out and run.
Yeah, to that point, Miles Kelly had seven boards against Miami. Kowasi had eight. It wasn't the biggest night in terms of minutes played for Tyjon Claude, but he's somebody who's given you so much consistency, particularly in the offensive glass. Yeah. You know, he came from Western Carolina where he led them in rebounding. How did you identify Tyjon in the portal, and what made you believe that his skills and his stats would translate to the ACC level? Because he is a bit undersized.
Well,
and, you know, there's no guarantee that the numbers he puts up in the SoCon will carry over to the ACC.
Yeah, no, it was the rebounding and, you know, the energy and the effort is what you're really looking for. And, you know, it didn't have anything to do with the points. I think, you know, when you're going up a level and then you're coming to the ACC, you know, it's more the little things that can translate. And I think that Ty, you know, I think that he's done a good job, you know, in the rebounding area. And, you know, he's really helped us out a lot. And I think he has a good spirit about himself too. You know, I think that, you know, he's a really good guy. He's a really good person to be around, and good character kid. And you know, I think you know, everybody around us will say that. And I think he's done a good job of just bringing that and helping that with that attitude and that being contagious with our guys.
Unselfish guy as well. He'll do whatever's required for that particular game.
Yeah.
It comes late in the season, but nonetheless, you have your midweek bye. So like we said, off until Saturday when you welcome in Florida State for the rematch. How do you plan on handling these bye week practices to give your guys, I'm sure, some time off their legs, but also to maintain their sharpness so you can close the regular season strong?
Well, we played a simulated game today.
Oh, wow.
So it's, you know, I think like last time I remember, so it's kind of funny, and this is why I did it. So the last time we played Florida State, we had 9 days off, and this time we're going to essentially have, you know, six. And so I don't think you can do that against Florida State because, you know, they play 10, 11 guys. They want to press. They want to, you know, keep the pressure on you the whole game. And you're going to have to be good in random offense. You're going to have to be good at decision-making when you play against them because they don't really allow you to run a lot of sets. So you got to be really good with your spacing and different things. So that's the one thing we worked on. And we'll probably do it tomorrow before we take a day off, and then I'll tone it down a bit. But you got to rev it up, you know what I mean, to get up in guys' legs. And then it's Monday, you know, a day off. And, you know, tell the guys, look, let's take our victory lap around the gym for beating Miami, but that was Saturday. You know what I mean? Like we got to get back to it.
Was it a physical victory lap or just a metaphorical victory lap at the gym today?
It was a metaphorical.
Okay, very nice. That would have been kind of weird. But you had to like your team's spacing and ball movement. I know Miami doesn't pressure or play as high up on the floor as Florida State does, but can you apply a lot of those principles that you saw from your players on Saturday and know that that can translate to Florida State?
Yeah, you can, because I thought the biggest thing in the game against Miami is that guys were making plays to make someone better instead of always for themselves. And, you know, when we do that, we're just – I keep saying it, we're a better team, you know. So that definitely a translate, and we got to be ready, you know, for Florida State because, again, you know, the way they're not quite Arkansas from when I was in college. They weren't 40. They're not 40 minutes of hell. I don't think they go like that. But, you know, it throws you off because you got to be able to make plays. You got to be able to be smart. And you got to know when and when not to, because it's a game of runs. And that's the biggest thing.
Got
to
have the discernment against the Seminoles, who are 14-13. They play North Carolina State tomorrow and then on to McCamish on Saturday. We'll take our final timeout, wrap up with some thoughts as we look ahead to that game versus Florida State. It's the Damon Stoudemire Coaches Show live from Hattie B's in West Midtown tonight on the Georgia Tech Sports Network.
Looking for the perfect game day or really any day food? Ponco Chicken is your answer. You've never tasted anything as crave-worthy as Ponco's award-winning healthier chicken tenders, sandwiches, and their tacos are off the chain. It's Ponco's unique Japanese-American spin that makes their chicken the crispiest, juiciest, and most flavor-packed chicken you've ever tasted. Ponco also has a large selection of incredible vegan and vegetarian options. With locations throughout the metro area, it's easy to satisfy your healthy craving for the best chicken in Atlanta. Check them out at PoncoChicken.com.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. And with a Boost membership, you'll save even more with double fuel points and free delivery. So you can always save big every day with our savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Every day, this talented lineup brings it. Power, versatility, and the ability to outwork and outthink the competition. The dynamic Ford Escape SUV, fan favorite Ford Explorer, and the built wild Ford Bronco Sport. This lineup is destined to create classic moments. See your local Ford dealer today. Greatness starts here. Some models, trims, and features may not be available or may be subject to change.
Atlanta's own New Realm Brewing Company is the official craft beer of Georgia Tech Athletics. In the stadium and around ATL, you can find New Realm's delicious Georgia Tech collaboration brews, Ale of an Engineer Golden Ale, and Hella Vienna Lager. Find them near you today by using the beer finder at newrealmbrewing.com and visit New Realm's Atlanta Brewery at 550 Somerset Terrace on the East Side Beltline Trail.
Recycle, compost, eat local, eat vegan. Don't use straws, don't use plastic bags, don't use hairspray, drive a hybrid, drive an electric. With so many ways to help the environment, it could be overwhelming. But the easiest way to make a difference can be as simple as paying your gas bill. With the Greener Life program from Georgia Natural Gas, your natural gas usage is carbon neutral. Join Greener Life to offset the carbon emissions from heating your home and help keep Georgia a little greener. Sign up today at gng.com/green.
With the Kroger app, shopping online with pickup and delivery is the same as shopping in-store. Same low prices, same personalized deals, same rewards on the same high-quality items like Honeycrisp apples and pasta sauce. With no hidden fees or markups. It's one small click for groceries, one big win for busy families everywhere. Start your cart today at Kroger.com. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Stream every Georgia Tech game totally free on the all-new Fan app. Download it now for Apple or Android and listen to the Jackets anywhere. The latest on Yellow Jackets basketball. It's the Damon Stoudemire Show on the Georgia Tech Sports Network.
Georgia Tech versus Florida State. We can't say it enough. The home finale. Last time to catch the Yellow Jackets in person to McCamus this Saturday. Tip off at noon. Get your tickets at ramblinrec.com/tickets. Return matchup of the game in early January at the Tucker Center in Tallahassee when Georgia Tech fell 82-71. I don't know if you've started to crack open the video, Damon, of that first game in preparation for Saturday. But what do you recall? What are your takeaways from that first game and how your team performed versus FSU?
Well, it was the first conference game, and like I said, if I had it to do over again, I won't. The way the conference does it, I should have had a game before we played them. You know, I don't think that's too long of a layoff. You know, and I just thought we went into the game. We were a little lethargic, and they kind of kept us off guard. And, you know, they did a great job. And like I said, again, they put a lot of pressure on you. You know, but I think our guys would be better. I think we'll be more prepared and you know, look forward to the matchup.
What are the best things that Florida State does offensively? They've got a pretty balanced scoring if you look at their season numbers.
Yeah, they just try to keep the court spread. You know, they – try to beat you off the bounce, create mismatches. I would say, you know, for me, and I haven't played against them, this is probably one of their smaller teams, I would say.
It's the first time they don't have a seven-footer on their roster since 2007.
Yeah.
Now, they got some 6'10", 6'11 guys, they're still pretty long, but certainly a challenge. And by the way, we'd be remiss if we didn't mention that Georgia Tech has beaten Florida State three of its last four meetings at McCamus Pavilion. Like we said, noon tip-off. Can't wait to see you Saturday at 10th and Fowler. And on that, we got to wrap up this week's edition of the Damon Stoudemire Coaches Show. Always a pleasure. Enjoy the conversation, Damon. Thanks so much. We'll see you on Saturday.
Okay, thank you, Andy.
Big thanks to Damon. Big thanks to all of you who came out tonight to Hattie B's in West Midtown. Thanks as well to our engineer, Miller Pope. I'm Andy Demetra. We will see you on Saturday. Thanks so much for listening to this edition of the Damon Stoudemire Coaches Show on the Georgia Tech Sports Network.
You've been listening to the Coach Damon Stoudemire Show, live on the Georgia Tech Sports Network. Join us each week of the season to get the latest on Yellow Jackets hoops and all things Georgia Tech athletics. We'll talk to you again next week, right here on the Georgia Tech Sports Network.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air.
deep center field and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.